Welcome back, all you hard workers. Man, this is a great show today. Happy to have Dr. Anderson on. Drew Nelson from the Gym Jacks. Just great advice, man. It's helping all of us as workers. We're all in the workforce together. I say it a lot. I don't know any trust fund babies, meaning we all work, right? And when we work, we share similar experiences. And the things I want to bring to the table with you are maybe some pitfalls that we've had that you can avoid, and we tell you how to avoid them and what we've done. Or like Dr. Anderson, he tells you how to persevere and hard work. And where other people were out hooting with the owls on a Thursday night, he wasn't. He was working hard. He always kept his goal in mind. We heard Drew and Nelson tell us about at the Gym Jacks all the programs that are going to help you to be healthier, and healthier employees are more effective and productive. And we certainly appreciate Drew's perspective. Our next guest is Alex Stuckey. A lot of people in Jacksonville business folks know who Alex is. Alex was once voted the CEO of the year for Jacksonville Business Journal. What I want to tell you about Alex is I know his journey firsthand, okay? Alex is someone that was successful early in his career. After graduating college, and he was a banker, and he was a successful banker, making a lot of money as a banker, as a young person, but it wasn't his ultimate goal. Alex is an entrepreneur. He had to take a serious step backwards to take a step forward. And for those of you that listen to the show regularly, we a lot of times use the analogy that your career is like climbing a rock wall. And I thank Lori Day for sharing that with us. And, you know, sometimes you're climbing up, up, up to reach the top. But then all of a sudden you have to climb back down a little bit, and even to the side. You take a few steps backwards in order to move up the ladder again or climb up that rock wall again. Well, Alex has done just that. Before we get into your work story, Alex, tell us a little bit about, you know, maybe your childhood and kind of what made your gears turn this way.
Well, Pete, as we've discussed many times, I grew up on a farm about an hour and a half west of here in Lake City. We call it the Big City. And so I grew up on a thoroughbred racehorse farm.
Isn't that over by Live Oak, the big city of Live Oak?
Okay, good. Yeah, the other big city. So I grew up over there on a thoroughbred farm, and we did the typical. We broke and raised and trained racehorses, and we cut hay and had 60 acres of hay. And so, yeah.
Farm boy strong. Yeah, out there working hard on a farm. What were some of the things you did?
Well, all the glory stuff like mucking stalls and washing tack and cleaning horses.
But it's hard work, right?
Hard work. Every day.
And, you know, your dad, what did your dad do? He was an entrepreneur, right?
Sure. My dad and his dad before him were horse trainers. So they always had their own business. They operated the training of racehorses for their whole life. So, you know, they were always entrepreneurs and never had a job. And other than that, I mean, obviously that's a hard work and hard job, but there's no breaks, right? Horses don't go on vacation. They have to eat every day. They have to train every day. So there's no breaks. And, you know, so it kind of what leaned on me was my dad saying, you know, you need to go work for a big company because they have pensions and they have 401ks and you get vacation time. And these are the kinds of things that he saw from his friends that worked regular, we'll call it regular jobs. Mm-hmm. And so he kind of pushed me that way. And I can tell you that's how I ended up at the bank when I graduated instead of training racehorses.
So you're at the bank earning a good income. And then slam, you go to eating ketchup sandwiches for a while. What's that all about? Walk me through that.
Yeah, so I can tell you, the most impactful thing that ever happened in my career was my mentor at the bank. He had been CEO of the bank in Lake City, and he had been with Barnett for 45 years, and they terminated him after 45-year career. And I didn't want to be a part of that. I didn't want to be with a company where you're there, you give your lifeblood for a long period of time, and then you're gone. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to live and die by my own sword. And so I left and went and started Firefighters.
And you know, without getting into too many specifics, the journey, you know, you don't just walk out and say, okay, I'm going to run a fire, you know, extinguisher and firefighting equipment type of thing. it's a journey. Like, if I'm going to be an electrician, I have to be a journeyman for a while, okay, before I become a master electrician and pass my tests. You had to go out and be a career journeyman, stepping off a pretty healthy salary for a relatively young man to basically nothing.
Oh, yeah. That was a difficult time financially, obviously, and for your pride, too. I mean, you can't have a comeback unless you have a setback. And sometimes these setbacks, you have to personally create them yourself. You have to say, I am going to take this step back intentionally so that I can have a comeback. And nobody comes back and thinks the tie is the win. Right? You just don't. Other than Bobby Bowden, my favorite story of Bobby Bowden. I just thought about it.
Tell it.
Yeah. So Florida State game, and it's, the greatest win ever, Bobby claims, in his career, and it was a tie. They were down 4 touchdowns. They come back in the fourth quarter, and he had an opportunity there at the goal line to go for it and win with the 2-point conversion or kick the field goal and tie. And he chose to tie. But nobody does that, right? We want to come back to win, right? So that's the thing. When you make that personal choice to make a step back, it's not to come back to be even. It's to come back and be way ahead. And so, yeah, I made that choice. And one of the embarrassing moments, I guess it wasn't embarrassing, one of the moments in time that make you really test your mettle was, mm-hmm. I was walking through at then the Barnett Bank,
yep.
And I was servicing the fire extinguishers, mm-hmm. and I was a one-person company. And
long
one of
after
my,
you left, oh, yeah, and now you're a one-person company, yep. coming in to do the extinguishers at your old employer.
Yep, at my old employer in the big fancy building and with the fancy offices, and somebody goes, Stucky, is that you? And I'm scuttling off, right? Yeah, trying to get around the corner, and I turn around and it's Mike, and a friend of mine from college and since then at the bank, and I turn around and I say, yeah, it's me, and I come back and I'm wearing the uniform with my name on it, and I go sit down at his desk, and he's wearing suit and tie like we all back did, and he says, I thought you were gonna start your own company and own a business, and I'm like, and this is what it looks like.
This is an entrepreneur for you.
That's
but
right.
you built it into something special. You built it very big. I know you actually sold it, and it was a very good event for you and your family and everything. It's a fantastic story. Let me ask you this. Here's the big question. Are you a hard worker?
Pete, you don't get to where you got, and you don't get to where I've got without being a hard worker, right? Hard work is where it's at. I listened to your doctor a little earlier today, and I can tell you that struck home with me when he talked about, Thursday night when everybody else was partying at the university, he was working. And that strikes a chord because, hard work as a child, hard work as an adult, it is about hard work. I love your theme about the hustle. And the reason why is because people talk about dreams and they talk about goals. But in real life, those are free. Dreams and goals are free. The hustle, that's sold separately. You've got to bust it every day.
I think about that a lot because we all want, right? And you can put X at the end. We all want X. We want bigger. We want more. We want a promotion. We want an increase in pay. We want a better title or we all want. We have workforce wants, but it's the space in between the want and the goal. When you think about your desired performance, when I think about employees, the desired performance I want out of my employees and the actual performance I get, there's a gap in there. Mm-hmm. And I always look, how do I fill in the gaps? And when I look as a hard worker, it's one thing to work really, really hard, but not have a goal or a destination of mine. You're just spinning your wheel. You're that gerbil or the hamster on the wheel moving around. But hard work towards a goal gets you there every time. And you're right. You would not be where you're at now if you didn't have all that hard work. But once you get it, once you get have a level of success, do you let your foot off the gas?
If you want to go flat or down, right? If you're not growing, you're sinking. And so, it was one of the really neat experiences I had was when we made the top 50 fastest growing, and we made it every year, 10 years in a row, and just had incredible success. And it was everybody around you doing the work, right? Including yourself. But one of the things they asked was, how do you know when you've put in enough time for the day? right? How do you know, right? Because some people work 8 hours, 10 hours. Some people work crazy hours. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, here's how I tell. When I close up at the end of the night and I think I'm done for the day, I drive by my competitors. And if they're there, I haven't done enough work today. I go back to work.
Boy, that drives it home right there. You have to do more than your competitors in order to win, I think is the point I'm trying to make. And that drives it home. And, you know, I know as a leader, okay, to me being consistent and, you know, some people say you have to lead by example, right? I take that to heart. I always set the pace. You know, a lot of the folks that work alongside me and have for many years, I don't ask them to do anything that I can't or won't do on a consistent basis. And consistency is important from a leader. I had a boss one time, and I'll tell you this, Alex. If he walked in the room with a newspaper under his arm, I didn't know if he was going to read it to me or hit me over the head with it. It just depends on what his night happened last night or what was going on in his personal life. The consistency wasn't there. And he certainly didn't set the example. I want to work for somebody that can do what I do as good or better than me. And I don't care if he did it 20 years ago or 20 minutes ago. I want him to show me that he or she can still do it and do it well. What do you think of that?
I think that's exactly right. I think that is spot on, because I wouldn't do a job. I wouldn't ask a person to do a job that I wasn't willing, able, and capable of doing myself. And that was, you know, one of the things our customers would always ask us. They would say, oh, will you clean our hoods? You know, you're already in here doing the hoods and doing the fire system, and you're already up there monkeying around. Can you go ahead and clean them too? And I'd say, no. And they said, well, why not? You know, I said, because I don't want to do that work. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not going to do that work, I'm not going to ask another person to do that work either.
Great, great. That's a great point. Let's talk about right now. One of the companies that are under your charge as the Chief Administrative Officer of GEE Group is Scribe Solutions, based right here in Jacksonville. Tell me a little bit about that company.
Sure. That's an awesome company. It provides scribes, which are basically assistants to the doctors. And in the world of medicine today, and your doctor earlier when I had a conversation about it, and one of the things he said was really interesting. And he said, I want to be a doctor. All of my friends that are doctors, they want to provide good medicine to patients. That's what they love. But a part of this new medical field is you have to fill out massive amounts of paperwork, forms, and they call it EMR, electronic medical records. And you would think, oh, it's electronic, so it's simple and it's going to be easy, but it's not. They have to go in and they have to fill out this massive amount of data, every single patient, over and over and over again. And there's some solutions out there, such as Dragon, which is the little microphone.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the Dragon software. Exactly. You talk into it and it transcribes things. That's but true. I have that, and you should see some of the mumbo-jumbo, and I had to say my words, my voice to it, so it recognized my personal voice. And, you know, even though, you know, I kind of have a nasally Bostonian type accent, it's supposed to adjust to it, but it still has mumbo jumbo. Not only do I have to talk into it, then I have to proofread it for a bunch of time.
Right. And that's the same thing in the medical field. And can you imagine when you have all these massive words that they have to use describing diseases and ailments and medicines that are going on, how many mistakes are going to be made? So there's a lot of time and effort in fixing that. So a scribe stands in the room with the doctor and allows the doctor to do their job, have patient interaction, be right there, eyeball to eyeball, talking with the patient and giving that personal care. And at the same time, the scribe is taking all the information and all the data down and writing it up and putting it in the proper forms on the EMR. And so it's a great opportunity. But you know what? What's even better, it's not that it just fills out the forms, but now you have a personal assistant that gets the radiology reports, make sure that you're seeing the patient that you left about 15 minutes ago that needs to be re-seen again. There's a lot of other things that a scribe does that really assist a doctor and allows them to do what Mark said earlier.
What do you look for in a scribe? What's your candidate pool for folks that want to be scribes?
So obviously with Scribe Solutions, we want to differentiate ourselves. And so to differentiate ourselves from our competitors, we want to put a better product on the field. And to do that, what we do is we look for people that want to be the next physician. the next doctor, the next nurse, the next pharmacist, the next medical provider, even if it's going to be in administration and running a hospital. That's what we look for.
It almost like they'll get the exposure that they need. They get to see the people that they want to be, perhaps, or they're picking up things. Maybe they decide this isn't the career path they want to go in, but they're talking the language day in and day out. Are these college students that might be in a medical field? I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. 95% of all of ours are college students. And so the reason why, you picked up on it, and that's perfect. Not only do we find those folks that are looking at that as their career, that's what they think they're going to be, and it does vet some out, right? They go through it and they say, oh, yeah, this is not for me,
right? I've seen enough.
Done with that.
Yeah.
So but then the ones that really are committed, you end up with exactly what you had here earlier, somebody that wants to be in medicine. And so they are going to work on Christmas. They're going to work on New Year's. All the holidays are going to get covered by scribes. And that's what allows us to put a totally different product on the field than everybody else because of the commitment level to be there all the time.
Fantastic. You know, I had no idea. I didn't even know this was a position. Let me ask you this now. Who's your target? Is it going right to doctors? Is it doctor's office? Is it emergency physician services? Or who are the folks that we can direct to your website?
Sure. So the primary thing that we look for, and it's only because, you know, a little greedy here, is that we want the most you can get. So when you look at an emergency department, there's a lot of doctors there. There's a lot of hours. They're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So that's our primary, would be an emergency department. Mm-hmm. Secondary and tertiary would be large clinics, right? We do a lot of clinics like orthopedic clinics, cardiovascular clinics. These are the types of places where you have 20, 30, 40 doctors. But again, with those, you're only putting in about 12 hours a day. So we like the high volume of the emergency department, but a large clinic is also a big target.
Are you equipped to 20, 30, 40, 50? I don't know what your scalability is.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a lot of large clinics all over the Southeast, and we have a lot of large emergency departments over the Southeast as well. So we're equipped to, if you came in today and said, I've got 70 physicians and we would like to put a program in place, what we would do is we would give you two options, right? The try before you buy, where we come out and do a trial and send out some scribes and you do the trial and see if you like it. And if that works out great, then we start filling your shifts up by doctor. And then we also have a program that we rolled out last year, which is you own your own scribe program. We hire them, train them, put them in place, vet them, and then you, it's your program, you own it. And then you just call us back when you need fills.
Well, that's fantastic. You're flexible. It sounds like a great service you're providing. If I'm one of these entities that wants to get a hold of you, or I'm potentially want to be a scribe, how do I reach Scribe Solutions here in Jacksonville? Is there a website? Is there a phone number that they can reach?
Absolutely. So they would reach out to Jamie Michaud. Jamie runs the Scribe Solutions business, and her number is area code 904-512-7505. Again, that's 512-7505. And you could also reach her by email at hr@scribesolutions.com.
All right. And let me ask you one final question here. Okay. How are the Jaguars going to do this year?
Oh, my goodness. I hope they take it home next year.
And if you're going to catch a redfish in the Intercoastal, I asked Dr. Anderson this earlier, and he gave us a whole doggone update. I'm asking you, mud minnows or shrimp? That's all I'm asking. I don't need the top water and a full Captain Anderson report. Mud minnows, shrimp, or shrimp, and why?
Marker 32.
Love it. All right, that's all the time we have with you today. Thank you so much, Alex Stuckey from Scribe Solutions, and I appreciate you sharing with us your personal journey. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
All right, hard workers, that's all the time we have for today, but I want to remind you, if you're in the hunt for that next step in your professional career, if you're looking for a new job, if you need some career advice, call SNI companies here in Jacksonville. Let me be specific, though. This is a professional staffing services. They place accountants. They place technology professionals. They place marketing, human resources folks. We have one of the best IT placement services around, all not just Northeast Florida. SNI Technology is a national company and a national brand placing technology folks all over town. And Ben leads that operation. He does a fantastic job. We have a banking division. We have lawyers that place lawyers. But it's in the professional services side of the business. So I'm just telling you, that's the type of positions. If you want help through SNI companies, you dial 904-713-2550. If you are an employer in town and you need help finding talent or you need temporary employees, you call us 904-713-2550. If you ever call the office, you make sure you tell them that Pete the Job Guy sent you. Even though everybody's always going to treat you with respect and you're going to have a good experience, you get the extra white glove treatment. Tell them that Pete the Job Guy sent you. If you want to work directly with me, that's fine too. Send your resumes to Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. We have everything that we talk about on our shows. We transcribe it. We have you can listen to it at a later date. You can follow me on Twitter. I push a bunch of fun stuff out there and tips that'll help you. And I tell you, no matter what you're doing, if you're not in that professional services sector, if you're in a blue-collar job or perhaps you do something different, listen to the tips that we share. Listen to our experts that we have. No matter what you do in life, if you are working, what we're talking about is going to be of benefit to you. And I always tell people, if you just listen to something and go on along your day or your life without doing something differently, you wasted time. Well, maybe you got entertained, but you know, here what I'm saying is, if you hear something that can help you and benefit you, make a commitment to doing something differently as the result of the time you spend with Pete the Job Guy on Sunday mornings. I want to thank all my guests for sharing information with us today that's going to help us to be more effective, productive, prepared, going to help us persevere, and we're all going to do the hustle. Thank you very much for joining us. Y'all have a great Sunday and a big and productive week, all you hard workers out there.